You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we welcome to the show Mr. Randy Morgan. Randy Morgan is an award-winning bronze sculpture artist who specializes in handcrafted bronze doors, architectural elements, and public art pieces. His work is inspired by his love for nature, history, and unique art mediums. He has owned his own business, Randy Morgan Art Collection, for over 30 years and is nationally recognized as one of the true innovators in architectural art. Mr. Morgan, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I was going to say the same thing. It's certainly an honor to have you with us, and thanks for joining us. So tell us and tell the audience a little bit about your background and passion for art to kick things off today.
Well, I won my first award when I was in kindergarten. My teachers noticed my talent. And because I would draw all day long on the desk, and she got tired of punishing me, I guess, so she gave me some colors and some paper. And I drew a painting, and she entered it in the Los Angeles County Fair, and it won the blue ribbon. So I guess that was my first accolade as an artist. And she actually got me really interested in art. My father worked at a print and paper shop at the time when I was about that age, and he used to bring me home rolls of paper, and I would stay in my room and draw cowboys and Indians and these storyboards, roll them out and draw storyboards. Then when I went to college, I was an art minor. I actually went on a track scholarship, so I was more interested in sports and girls at that time. I got out, and I went into the restaurant business for a short period of time, and decided that I was going to go back and be an artist. So then I went back, and I was a self-taught artist. I worked in for a lot of the studios. Back before the internet, it was difficult to make money as an artist. We couldn't sell our work unless we sold it in galleries. And I had children, so my wife didn't want to hear about, there's no money for rent this week. So I had to go to work for a lot of the various studios in L.A., the L.A. area. And that's how I basically learned my craft, was working with a lot of other artists. And then I became an architectural artist. That's mainly my business today. For the last 30 years, I've worked exclusively with developers and designers and builders, making water features and sculpted bronze doors and gates. And I make these roadmap of art walls, which are these massive 40-foot long walls that tell a story in different communities. I have done the two largest public art pieces in Laguna Beach, both murals, one on the side of the Hobie Building in downtown Laguna that honors our lifeguards and our ocean heritage in Laguna, and the other one honors our main beach area, and it's at the Art Hotel. So that's basically my business today. I'm opening Randy Morgan Art, which is really wonderful to be on the show to make my work finally available to the public. We have plenty of giclées. We have an e-commerce store. We're offering our doors, our tiles, and a lot of my work that's never been on the market before. And that's my business. I've worked at it for 40 years, and I'm an artist, and I just plan on working another 40 years, hopefully.
Well, certainly appreciate your sharing all those details. That's quite a journey, and it sounds like after all these years, you've certainly found your niche, no doubt about that. Now, get into some of the highlights of your career in terms of individual pieces and commissioned art.
Okay. Well, when I went back and became an artist after doing a short stint in the restaurant business. The hard thing about art is to figure out how to make money off of it, and my love for sculpture was I learned how to wood carve from a famous wood carver in Laguna Beach named Carl Abel. He came over to escape Germany in World War I with Eiler Larsen, our greeter in Laguna, who was, and these two old boys, practically built Laguna Beach. They were from Denmark, and they were artisans. So I learned my craft as a wood carver in the early 70s from being kind of an apprentice and underling to Carl Abel. Then I went to school for a short stint to study wood carving in Oberhammergau, Germany. There's a state-run wood carving school. I didn't speak a word of German. Finally, I learned how to order a beer and some bratwurst, so it was cool. And then I stayed there for a couple of semesters. I came home. I took a trip to Mexico City and spent a year studying the Jorge Orozco and Diego Rivera murals, which is a foreboding to what I'm doing today with my roadmap of art walls, which are these large bronzed art murals that tell a story in different communities, from stretching from Cabo San Lucas to Northern California. I have about 8 or 9 of them in the roadmap right now, and we're scheduled to do two big walls this year. And now we're doing film to round out the story, because everything tells a story. I have a classic old world style that I learned from guys like Carl Abel and guys I worked with at the studios, how to do bronze, how to carve wood, how to carve stone. And I just developed my craft over the years. But I want to spend the next few years of my career building these walls and partnering with builders and developers and do public art in communities and tell stories. So that's basically what I'm concentrating on today. And that's pretty much what my career is embodying at the present time.
Taking a look at the business side, and I'm sure you have a lot to offer with your 30 years plus of experience. What have you learned in your 30 years on the business side? Any advice to emerging artists as well?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Eric. I love young artists. I was lucky enough to work under some older artists when I was young that imparted knowledge to me. And, you know, artists are kind of strange. They think everything is proprietary information, and they don't give their secrets out very easily. Personally, I love helping and mentoring young artists. Whenever I do a big wall commission or something like that, I usually go to the high school or the nearby college and try to enlist some art school students to help and collaborate and come down and join the party, because it's really fun to do an interactive sculpture where people are watching and filming and observing and people are learning. That's the way that artisans over the centuries have passed down their different crafts, whether it be blacksmithing, making bronze, making lamps, whatever the craft has been, it's passed down like that. And we're losing a lot of that today, I believe, because of the technology and the way machines are doing a lot of the work that it used to be done by hand. So whenever I find a young artist that's eager to learn, I work with them. And I guess my advice is just work. Find a place where you can work. Go to the studios. There's a lot of work for artists and sculptors, making sets, making stuff for plays, and just get involved and get a job where you can work making art and don't sit around and procrastinate. That's one of the things I learned, which I actually learned by going to work as an architectural artist, is you get the drawing, you're getting paid by the hour, and you're going to work. And that's the basic way to learn how to be an artist, is to work. I mean, recognizing your talent's one thing, but you have to put shoes on the kids' feet, you know, and pay the rent. So you got to work to do that. And over time, you'll just get better and better at your craft. And you know, pretty soon, my dad always told me, and so did my grandfather, that there's always room at the top for whatever you do. And I believe that. I believe everyone's an artist with whatever they do, if they approach it with that mindset. You know, that I'm gonna. And as I've gotten older, my philosophy's changed. When I was younger, it was, you know, I rushed a lot of things to just get them done, and hey, that's good enough, and get the check, and you know, that kind of thing. But as I've gotten older, I've been more concerned about how things turn out. And if my motto is, I want to do things on time and leave raving fans. So that's what I'm trying to do today in my company. You asked me about mentoring young artists, which I told you is really the lifeblood of any industry is for older people with experience bringing in the new blood. But what really makes art go is having benefactors. Like, if it wasn't for the de' Medicis, we wouldn't have the art we have in Italy. If it wasn't for the Pope, we wouldn't have the Sistine Chapel. I mean, artists need people that love art to get involved and buy art from artists. And I'm not just saying you can go to my website and buy my art. There's so many different kinds of art that art lovers can go online now and purchase at home. And it's like food. I love every kind of food. I don't eat the same kind of food that I eat every time I eat. But there's so many different artists, and I really just appreciate when the public and builders and developers and donors get involved in the art community, because we artists, we need help. We have vision, and we want to do great things, but we can't really do it without the public participation. And that's what I really love about the art business.
And certainly some sound advice coming from someone with those many years of experience. Today we're joined by Mr. Randy Morgan, owner of Randy Morgan Art Collection, that has been in business for over 30 years and is nationally recognized as one of the true innovators in architectural art, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Morgan, what are some of the projects you're looking forward to this year?
Well, I've got a couple of public art projects coming up, and one big water feature with a couple of cities. I'm not really at liberty to mention the cities yet because they haven't finalized, but they're all going through the art commissions. But they're going to be two major murals of over 60 feet each, both in California. And then I do these water features, and I've got a homeowner here on the Newport Coast that is going to be great, that I'm really grateful for the project to do his water feature at his home and his sculptured doors and gates. So I'm keeping busy, and I'm writing things. I'm pretty full up for the year, booked up a year and a half in advance, which the project's really interesting, which is I'm glad I'm at that point in my career where I can sort of pick and choose. But I listen to everything, and that's my forte, is working with the client. I love collaborative art. I love it when a homeowner or a developer comes to me and you know, he doesn't have his idea or his theme completely morphed out in what he wants, and we work together on researching and drawing and finding out about the subject matter that we want to use and how it fits into his theme, how it fits into his style of buildings and architecture or whatever. That's really what I do. What I do is so fun for me because every project is different. Every project is different. It's that old saying, back to the drawing board. Every time it's back to the drawing board, back to the research. And that's like, I've spent a whole career. I feel like I've been in college for 40 years because I have to research subject matter, and I've learned so much about animals and people and history of different areas because that's what my art is. I mean, I'm creating a work of art that tells a story of a community. Or I did Lundberg Farms, which was a big rice farm for their visitor center. I did a mural called Lundberg Farms, where I took the history of Lundberg Farms. 80 years, these four brothers came out from Nebraska with their wives and carved out this rice growing empire up in Northern California, which they ended up collecting all of the water, which became the California Aqueduct, which brought our drinking water still today down here to California. So it snows in Tahoe, it comes down the mountain, the water, it's collected in a reservoir, it's dumped into the rice fields, it's recollected, it's treated, and then it's our drinking water in Southern California where we live with the really arid. So I didn't know those facts before I agreed to do this big water feature and mural at their new visitor center. So that's the great thing about the job I do for me, is I get to meet interesting people, and I get to meet the captains of industry and developers and people that want to get stuff done. And I also learn every time. I learn something new, and I think a project's going in one direction and it ends up going in another direction because of research. So that's a fun thing for me, for what I do.
Certainly awesome stuff, and just to hear the way you've explained it has given me another level and appreciation of art and your work. And again, we thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. to give us the lowdown and some great insight as well. Where can listeners find more information about your projects and be in contact with you as well?
Well, they can get on the internet and go to www.randymorganart.com, and that's my website. I have an e-commerce store on there. All of my projects are listed, upcoming projects. There's a design studio. They can see my doors, my tile line, and my design studio, where we collaborate with developers, homeowners, and whoever calls in on commission projects. And they can reach me. My personal phone number is on there, and my personal email. And if not, they can reach us through the store. I have a really good team at Randy Morgan Art, and that's how you get a hold of me.
Fantastic. Again, it is randymorganart.com. Again, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I really thank you for having me on the show today, Eric. I appreciate it.
And we certainly appreciate you, and thanks so much for being with us. We've been speaking with Randy Morgan, owner of Randy Morgan Art Collection, that has been in business for over 30 years and is nationally recognized as one of the true innovators in architectural art. And again, for further details, visit randymorganart.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.